From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Puerto Rico's government says power should be fully restored to the island by mid-December, but that's 3 months after Hurricane Maria demolished the U.S. territory. And there are fears Puerto Rico's most vulnerable people can't wait that long. It's nighttime in Rio Piedras, Puerto Rico, south of San Juan. The Santa Teresita nursing home is running on emergency generator power. But pretty soon, the generator and the home's air conditioning will be turned off for 8 hours to keep it from overheating and exploding. That's when Dr. Manuel Herrero and his wife, Dr. Hortensia Perez, get nervous. They own and run Santa Teresita, and since Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico a month ago, they pray each night the tropical heat won't make their frail and elderly residents sick or worse.
We had to send one gentleman to a hospital, Dr. Herrero says, as he checks rooms before turning the generator off.
He says that man's children live in South Florida, which was the site of a nursing home tragedy after Hurricane Irma. But Herrero says things are worse here. The U.S. territory of Puerto Rico is entering its fifth week with no real operating power grid, which Maria destroyed island-wide. Some 85% of its residents still have no electricity. The Trump administration has come under fire for not moving quickly enough to restore power. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosselló says the grid can be up again by December 15th. But there is growing fear that the most vulnerable, especially the elderly, are at serious risk. The stress of heat and darkness destabilizes them physically and psychologically, says Dr. Perez. It's a trauma that can cause them to die. Since the hurricane, Herrero and Perez hope to get a backup generator to run during the overnight hours. But generator demand is so desperately high in Puerto Rico, and the relief aid red tape is so onerous, they gave up. Then there's the security issue. One of the top crimes on any Puerto Rican city's police blotter now is armed robbery of generators. If you own a new generator on the island at the moment,
it's like having a pile of gold.
Jose Ignacio Nater helps run his family's clinical laboratory in Vega Baja, west of San Juan. It just recently procured a new generator so patients there can finally get blood and other test results.
You cannot go in a pickup truck exposing a generator because you can get carjacked and somebody can put a gun in your face.
Nater's mother, Maggie Melendez, owns the clinic. She says medical diagnostic services like hers are still struggling to get electricity. And that means the growing number of Puerto Ricans falling ill after Maria aren't getting prompt help.
Elderly and babies? I don't know how Puerto Rico is going to live like this.
As for Governor Rosselló's goal of restoring power before Christmas, Melendez echoes what most Puerto Ricans are saying this week.
I really doubt it.
I'm Tim Padgett in San Juan.